told you guys not to call me anymore.
Well, you seem to keep faxing us.
Well,
you must want to start a dialogue of some sort.
I don't want a dialogue. I'm doing this to you as punishment so that you will quit calling me.
Here's what I'm going to do. If we get one more call from the fax machine, I'm going to hang up, and I'm going to call the local police. All right, I'm the collections manager here. I'm going to call the local police, and I'm going to have them make a trip out there. I'm going to file a formal complaint, okay? That means you're going to have to appear in court.
Okay.
The next time the fax machine rings. Do you want to do that?
Well, yeah, I think I want to do that. Let's go to court and settle this.
Baby. Call again.
Okay. You're Larry Stout with the Joplin Police Department. Is that right?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Well, you want to call me back and confirm that?
Well, not really. I'm just wondering why, you know, why is someone in Joplin calling me up here in Springfield?
What's your address here in Springfield?
Well, why do you want to know?
Well, because I got a complaint I'm trying to take care of. I'm trying to figure out which people to send it to. I said it's the Springfield Police Department, or I'm going to handle it myself.
A complaint from who?
Well, from somebody whose lines are getting messed with.
Oh, well, that would be me. My lines are being messed with by some company out of Chicago.
How are they messing with your lines?
But if you're in Joplin, you don't have jurisdiction in Springfield.
Well, but they also have an address. I have an address here on Jefferson Street in Joplin also. Correct?
No.
Is that a Jefferson address in Joplin?
You're from Harvard Collection, and you're impersonating a police officer.
Now you want to call me back at this number? 623-3131, extension 453. Call that back, and you'll get me.
No, I'm not going to call you back. Look, you know, if these people quit calling me, I'll quit calling them. I never call them first. They call me, and I call them back.
And they call you on what?
They call me on my phone here at my business in Springfield. I have told them over and over again to quit calling me, and they keep calling me, they keep harassing me, they keep threatening me, they threaten my employees. And, you know, the only way I've had to deal with it is that, you know, I have two computers here, and I call them back on their 800 number. And I told them, I says, every time you call me, I'm going to have my computers call you, because I'm trying to get these people to leave me alone. And they have no business calling me. Now, if they will quit calling me, I will quit calling them. It's that simple.
Just a money issue?
They're trying to collect money on something that I don't owe. And I have told them, I don't owe this money. I am disputing it. And to quit calling me, and federal law requires that they quit calling me. And they won't do it.
Alright, well, I'll call the guy back.
Call the guy back and tell him that if he quits calling me, won't call him.
I don't care about that part. I'm just going to call him back and tell him if he's got any beef, he can take it up to Springfield.
Right. He's the area in the wrong jurisdiction. I don't know why he called you in Joplin.
Because he got because he has a 201 Jefferson address, which is a Joplin.
Well, where he got that, I don't know, but I don't have an address in Joplin.
Alright, well, I will tell him you can deal with Springfield Police Department.
Okay, see you later.